This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Dozens of people have been killed in an explosion on board a Moscow subway car. The blast occurred during morning rush hour and was believed carried out by a suicide bomber. Hundreds of people were evacuated from the subway as firefighters rushed to extinguish a fire that engulfed the subway train. Liam Plevin is a reporter for Newsday in Moscow. You were at the subway station near the explosion. What did you see?
There's a lot of activity outside on the street among the rescue crews and the security services trying to deal with the aftermath. As you can imagine, it's in a city that has seen and a country that has seen a number of terrorist acts over the last 18 months or so. There's a lot of concern about whether this is another one, and the security services have cordoned off the entrance to the metro station. But there are people milling around outside, wondering about whether or not relatives who might have been on the train who they haven't been able to get in touch with might be hurt. A lot of people, looking at the scene, a lot of crews going in and out, and a helicopter touched down there a short while ago, and that was basically the scene.
Any evidence this was a suicide bomber?
I think what you have is a great deal of suspicion about that possibility because of the history of a number of suicide bombings in Russia and in Moscow over the past 18 months. To the best of my knowledge, there is not as yet any definitive word about whether or not it was a suicide bomber, but there have been cases. I think most recently in December, a suicide bomber whose bomb exploded, not far from the Kremlin walls, not far from Red Square at all. And then there have been a number of other cases in Chechnya. There was one incident on a train in southern Russia, a little bit north of Chechnya. So the background of suicide bombings over the past 18 months that have killed so many people, I think, makes a lot of people wonder about whether or not that was the case in this instance, even if there is no definitive word that I'm aware of.
Nothing yet to indicate this might be the work of Chechen rebels?
I think that it's very much the same situation as with the suicide bombing. I'm not aware of any evidence as yet one way or the other, but given the number of incidents, the number of terrorist attacks that have been blamed on them in the recent past, I wouldn't be surprised if some people's thinking tends in that direction. The fact of the matter is that the conflict in Chechnya has been going on for the better part of the past decade, and that has had a profound effect.
Could there be any connection to presidential elections in Russia, which are 6 weeks away?
Right. I don't know whether or not there's believed on the part of the investigators to be any connection, but some of the incidents that I just mentioned in December took place right around the time of the December parliamentary elections. And at that time, there was a lot of concern that they were an attempt to destabilize the country around the time of the elections. This election, as you mentioned, is taking place in mid-March and is not far off at all. The candidates have been registered, and President Vladimir Putin is considered to be by far the favorite to be reelected. But, nonetheless, the fact that the elections are coming up, I think is something that a lot of people are going to take note of.
Newsday reporter Liam Plevin in Moscow.